tourism people don't realise that there are thousands of motorbike riders that come out every weekend and they spend money. Roger David Vanstan, and I'm a past president and a founding member of Gippsland Central Ulysses. There seems to be two types of bike riders to consider. There's the boy riders that come out for the day, have a blast around the mountains, maybe buy lunch, maybe buy petrol, go home. Then there's the other one, the older, more mature, maybe, motorbike riders that tour. Now, these people normally will tour in a group, but not necessarily, and they may head off for a week or so. Now, they're going to come to a town, they're going to spend money on food, on petrol, accommodation. And there's thousands of them out there in Australia doing it. I mean, we've got the Ulysses Club, there's over 30,000 members in the Ulysses Club. Now, they don't all go off riding every weekend, but at the moment there's about 4,000 of them at Mirrabarra, at the AGM. Now, that's worth millions to that town. And that's just one little weeny spot of tourism that's being recognised. And the councils are very active to try and get the AGMs at their cities because they know it brings millions into the cities. But that's only for 1 week of the year. And from then on, it's almost forgotten.
What sort of things do you think that Gippsland isn't doing at the moment that they could do to bring motorcycle tourists into regions?
We have the potential here. We have some of the best motorcycle rides in Australia, up through the hills and the mountains, beautiful rides. A lot of people know about them, the locals all know about them, of course, but they're not publicised anywhere. And so you don't see groups of people coming down here and staying in a motel for a week and just riding. And I think that's what we've got to try and get to happen.
What are some of the hindrance to motorcycle riders if they come to Gippsland and want to explore?
Well, the greatest problem I see is the terrible condition of the roads. Whereas a motor car can tolerate large potholes, if a motorcycle hits one, he's in trouble. And I've never seen our roads in such a worse condition in my life. Some are almost unrideable. Some certainly would not ride at night. So the roads are not motorcycle friendly as far as the surface is concerned. Okay, you advertise the roads. They also already put signs up, you know, road surface not good, slow down, which is an admission of a fault already. Instead of fixing the hole, they put a sign up either side of it. But okay, the riders maybe have to get used to that. They certainly are, I think, now. And look after themselves. What we've got to do is get the people here. Maybe then if we get the people here spending the money, then we may get the roads fixed.
Gippsland plays host to a major motorcycling event, both for tourists and for competitors, the MotoGP at Phillip Island. What do you see happen with motorcycle tourism during that event?
Well, when the MotoGP is on, we have the Barry Sheen ride, which you have maybe 700 or 800 motorcycles ride from Bairnsdale through to Phillip Island, and they stay here for lunch. The local charity groups that cater make a lot of money, so that's good. But apart from that, they just pass through. Might get the petrol, but that's it. They're not staying overnight, and that's where the money is, I think. We need to try and get people here for a week and have some organisation will hand out ride material, like maps, maybe even have a rider. So I'll lead you on a ride. Make it interesting for these people and publicise it.
Is there a way that that sort of traffic can be managed better, do you think?
It's very difficult because we manage traffic for our toy runs. You know, we may have 400 or 500 bikes on a toy run for Christmas. Now, we manage that very, very well. But that takes a lot of resources. You may have 3 or 4 police cars. You may have a dozen policemen or more. And then you've got about 12 or 15 traffic management people from within the Ulysses group managing traffic. And that ties people up all day. It's a big, big job. So I guess what has to happen if there's a group riding through and touring, you look after yourself and you hope that the other people are watching you as well.
As part of the motorcycle tourism strategy, the state government's looking at providing more safety information for riders. Do you think that would be helpful in Gippsland?
I don't think it will. They've tried and failed. We spend a fortune on safety messages and no one takes any notice of them. Unfortunately, I think the state government get a lot of misinformation about motorcycle riding and safety. They may just have a look at a group of statistics and say, oh, we're having a lot of accidents on the Great Alpine Road. Oh, it's all happening on a Thursday. Oh, that's got to be a problem. They don't realise that people are riding on a Thursday down to the GP by the hundreds. It's not a general thing. It's just a specific day, a specific time. So you can't make broad decisions because of that specific event. And they're the sorts of things, I believe. They just don't understand the motorcycle riding, when it happens and where, but they're plucking out answers from statistics that are saying other things. I think the state government certainly could get in touch and talk to groups like maybe the Ulysses, who are already a group formed, and talk to them. Don't seem to want to. Although they will tell you, was it last year or the year before they ran this big state advisory thing for motorcycle riders, invited people to turn up. But they were heavily loaded, in my opinion, by non-riders who are administering rules and regulations governing motorcycling.